This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, January 21st. Well, a fairly quiet day yesterday. Saw some firmness, but couldn't quite keep that momentum going, especially in the front month live cattle and the Febs. On the back months, the markets actually, depending on where you were, the April still started out higher, didn't close all that well, but the August was lower. The June and August was lower, and then it tried to bounce. We got, depending on which month you're looking at, the quite different chart formations in the live cattle trade. Feeders in general still kind of moving in unison with each other, and of course they're looking hard at the corn market and soaring feed grain prices, and looking to see if they can get some support from the live cattle trade, which is the deferred months certainly offering that, as it looks like we'll have good beef demand should stay steady to strong as we work our way through the next several months, especially with the stimulus package. But the demand itself usually is pretty strong as you head into the spring, and we'll be looking at fairly tight supplies as we work our way through March, April, May timeframe. Now tomorrow we'll have a cattle on feed report that will give us the placement number for December. We saw that October, November were pretty light, and so as we head into again that second quarter of this year, we should see fed cattle numbers decline significantly and beef production drop. On the flip side, of course, you got these soaring corn prices, and it doesn't look like that's going to slow down very much, and it's going to continue to really weigh on the feeder cattle market. It's going to skew things up a bit too. You know, the feedlots are going to be looking for the heavier weight cattle. They simply just don't have to feed them as much. Cattle that are approaching market weight, they're going to move them out as fast as they can because it's very expensive to put those extra pounds on the heavier they are. At the same time, the packers are going to be wanting those higher quality, you know, well-fed cattle that have more time on them. So they're going to have to offer that. So that's why I see the cash price, and certainly why the deferred live cattle are performing much better than the front months to offer that incentive to keep them on feed. Grass conditions will have a big part, a component of this as well. The feedlots would, again, looking for the heavier weight cattle and pushing the lighter weights back out to grass. And some recent rains across the southern plains and into the eastern half of the central plains certainly will help to accommodate that. But the southwest is still very dry, so we don't see demand really pushing up for that either. And as far as demand for calves in the Midwest, with corn prices soaring higher, it just makes more sense for them just to simply sell the corn and not look for the calves. So feeder cattle, they're going to get pressured from a number of directions here, and it's going to be difficult really for them to get much traction here unless you have just a very strong live cattle market. And that's kind of iffy at this point, especially for the next few weeks where we look for beef production to ramp up here with an increase in fed numbers and the weight still relatively heavy, but I would imagine that would fall back here with corn prices where they're at. We're not going to see heavyweight cattle, extra heavyweight cattle coming into the market. So there's a lot of combination of factors going on here, but I think suffice it to say that feeders will continue to struggle on rallies. Live cattle and the deferreds should be well supported. And in the front month of February, I think it's going to be difficult really to rally that market very much. But the April on out should perform fairly well on the pullbacks. Now the cash trade looks like we're getting rolling here this week, about steady with last week at around 110 on the Fed trade, 173 on the dressed. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice up 142 at 219, select up 84 cents at 207. The spread was up 58 cents, 1163, 136 loads moved. Slaughter rate so far this week, 349,000. That was equal with last week, but down about 18,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down 9 cents. We're at 132.81. So again, we got the cattle on feed report out tomorrow afternoon. Total on feed numbers are estimated to be pretty close to last year at 99.5%. December placements down about 3% at 97.1. That's the average estimate. and marketing's about 1% higher than a year ago. Next week, we'll also get the inventory report, and that's going to be important as well, as it will give us a snapshot of where the herd size is. Some feel we're well on our way to through herd reduction, and that I think is probably the case, especially since last summer we saw such a massive herd liquidation in the Southwest and stretching over even into California, that those numbers I think are going to have a pretty significant impact in the market, and the dryness in the western southern plains will have contributed to that as well. But that will give us a little bit more firmer footing as to what the numbers actually are, and give us a little bit more direction as far as the deferred contracts go. For now, I look for, again, the feeders just to really struggle here. I don't see the corn market falling apart, and that's going to continue to keep the pressure on feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.